Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Kiwanis Club of Las Cruces Secretary, John Northcutt, to talk to us about Raft the Rio and the Kiwanis Club. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Let's get a brief history of Kiwanis Club.
Kiwanis is a global service organization. It was founded in 1915 in Detroit. Currently, there are 550,000 members worldwide in 80 countries and geographic areas. Our local club, the Kiwanis Club of Las Cruces, was founded in 1926 and has been in continuous operation serving the community of Las Cruces.
Who do you serve?
We serve the children of the world. That's Kiwanis' motto. So if it's about kids, we're about that.
So how long have you been a member of Kiwanis?
Oh, I've been a member for about 10 years now.
Something very special, a benefit for the children, is Raft the Rio.
Yeah. 4 years ago, the Kiwanis Club, we took over the Raft the Rio from SWEC. Southwest Environmental Center. They had been doing it. They had to drop it a year. We asked the question, why? And we were able to respond to their answer, pick it up, because we felt that this is one of the most important events in Las Cruces. It has been a long time event, 20 years worth. We didn't want to see it go away.
Well, the theme this year, Pirates of the Rio Grande. Tell us about that.
We usually try and come up with some kind of theme, and I'm the chairman for this event. And I thought, well, what can we do? I said, we're going to have pirates on the Rio Grande. So we're hoping that people are building rafts, keep that in mind, dress in costume, build a raft to look like a pirate ship, and just come out there and have a lot of fun.
Now, this is going to be held on Saturday, June the 15th, with registration starting at 8 o'clock in the morning and launch time at 10 a.m. But the event deadline, the registration, is June the 12th.
Yes, the advance registration is June the 12th, but you can register the day of the event. You come down to La Llorona Park, and we'll have a registration table there.
So the starting point is at La Llorona Park, right. And then you're going to go on to Calle del Norte Bridge in Mesilla. How exciting is that? I've seen the pictures on Facebook, as you're on Facebook as well, Kiwanis of Las Cruces. And the website you have is kiwanis-lascruces.org. What are some of the challenges you've had this year?
Oh, the challenges we've had this year are always getting some volunteers to help us. We're 30 members strong in the local club, but we can use all the help we can get, and we thank the Boy Scouts because they come out and they are our river patrol. But we need help with getting people parked, setting tents up, setting signage out, clean up, just little things, and having fun with us and maybe becoming Kiwanians.
And also food vendors.
Oh, absolutely. We're looking for a food vendor. So if there's a food vendor or food truck out there that would like to be part of this, give me a call at my phone, 410-925-9126.
Or on your email, which is northcutt@comcast.net. Let's talk more about Raft the Rio, which is now in its 20th year. And what are some of the new events that have been added?
Well, everybody for years was calling it a race, and we kept saying, no, it is a float. So we decided, okay, you want a race, we'll create a race. So this year we have introduced the one-person kayak race from Picacho Street Bridge down to Calle del Norte Bridge. One-person kayaks. It is going to be a Le Mans start. It'll be up on the riverbank with its paddle. The paddlers will be back from this, and when the air horn sounds, you run to your kayak, you launch it in the Rio, hop in, paddle like heck, and it's a winner-take-all. There's only one prize for this event, and whoever gets there first gets that prize.
Now, the registration fee is $20 for up to two sailors.
Right.
But with the one-person kayak, that would be
$20.
Now, on the day of the event, if they register late, it's $25.
That's correct. So $25 at the day registration, that is for rafts, floats, kayaks, whatever you're bringing. If you come late that day, you're going to cost you $5 more. But for the rafts in particular, if the first is the captain and the crew, is the $20 or $25, and then it's $5 for each additional member you have on your raft.
Some of these rafts have been very uniquely designed. So your prizes go from first to finish, best use of recycled material, the least likely to finish, and have you had a hard time getting that one filled?
Yeah, every once in a while, somebody will not. We had one year where they made it all the way down the river, got down to the dock, and capsized.
Oh.
So they got the award. We want people to come out and work with the theme and have fun with the theme. So the small spirited crew could be your costuming, best design of the raft for the theme, best use of, we still want to keep this a recyclable ecology event and be aware of the river. So we have that category too.
And what is your passion about being on the river?
Oh, I was born on the Mississippi. I was born in Hannibal. So I've been on the river most of my life. And we have a little place down in New Orleans to go down to. It's still on the Mississippi. So I have a passion for the river. And when we came here, and I heard about this event and attended the event, I said my passion was keeping that event going. It's our gift to the community, and the community has responded.
And that is something very special. Now let's talk about the rules. There's some very important rules for the racers and for the floats and everyone else who is on the water.
Okay. First and primary rule, and it is a state law. You will have a life vest or a flotation device on, and we enforce this. If you don't have it, you're not going to go on the river, because that would invalidate our insurance. We cover you with insurance. We have our river patrol out there to help. So that is the primary rule. The other rule for the kids category, that's 13 and under. There must be one adult on their raft. And then we have the open category. That's for people over 13. Family category, age really doesn't matter.
So do you get a lot of families going out there?
Last year we did it. It's amazing. And it's so much fun to see the families out there bonding together. And since this is the day before Father's Day, we say, come on, go raft with your father.
And that's right. It will be Father's Day weekend.
Right. So we kind of put that together, and I've been promised. Irrigation has promised me. Water will be released on June the 1st and is on its way down from Caballo. So got our fingers crossed.
And also, there's a few more little rules about rafting the Rio. Pirates of the Rio Grande rules. Now, if you're going to be a good pirate, you need to be respectful of pedestrians and bicyclists. Do not drive or park vehicles along the La Llorona recreational trail or its access points.
Yeah, that's correct. The law enforcement has been very helpful to us on both bridges in providing us traffic control. Be respectful of them. They're there for your safety and to guide you. And also be respectful of our people that are helping you park, and those people that bring their rafts in. Listen to what they're telling you and where to go. Other than that, you can make a raft out of anything you want. Last year, we had the engineering students down from Tech, and they built a cardboard canoe and made it. So it's only your imagination that holds you back.
Now, about unloading and loading your boat.
Okay. At 8 o'clock in the morning, we will be open for you to come in and unload your raft or boat. The kayaks I will be putting on the upside river of the Picacho Street Bridge. There's a little park playground there. So if you're a kayaker, you'll go there. If you're a rafter, you'll come down into La Llorona Park, unload, get your vehicle out of there so other people have room to unload. Spectators, unless you're handicapped, we don't want you bringing your car into La Llorona Park while we're trying to get set up and loaded. Plenty of parking across the river. We'll have signs up, people directing you to that parking. Best observation point for the start is, of course, the bridge itself, and there's a pedestrian walkway.
And, of course, be careful with the pedestrians and the bicyclists, and don't trash the river.
Oh, absolutely. This is one of the things that got this thing started, was respect for the river. Find out, we're still holding to that. It's our river, even though it's the Rio Sandy most of the year. But we ask people, pick up after yourself. You're on a raft, you lose something off the raft, try and retrieve it. So we're going to try and keep the river as clean as possible. And we're going to pick up after ourselves at both parks. And so just, you know, be a good neighbor, be a good citizen.
And remember recycling. Recycle your plastic drink bottles, aluminum cans, and all designated receptacles.
Okay.
So again, event organizers, you need more volunteers.
Absolutely. I know the Boy Scouts are going to be there. I may have the Explorer Troop from SEAL will be manning the dock. And hopefully, I think this year we're going to put a catch line clear across the Rio Grande. So if you miss the dock, we want you to grab that catch line so we can get you in.
And has that happened before?
Yes, last year we had a couple of rafters get away from us. They didn't steer into the bank, and we had to run down the bank and throw them a line to get them towed in. Last year we had our governor for the Southwest District down, and he tipped the canoe he was in and went in the water. So we have the current district governor coming down for the event, too, and we've promised him that we will not try and drown him.
And who else will be there?
Oh, our state senator, Jeff Steinborn, will be down there. He's going to be one of our judges again. He always has a great time with us.
So you have several judges?
We have several judges. Of course, our district governor will be there, and he will be one of the judges.
Now, again, the phone number to call, if they have any questions, they can call you directly, John Northcutt, at area code 410-925-9126, or at your email.
My email, that's NORTHCUTTJB@comcast.net.
And registration, very important. You still have time through June the 12th, even on the day of the event, right?
That's correct. Of course, we would like to see you register early. You can get your forms from our Kiwanis website.
Kiwanis-LasCruces.org.
And you mail in your applications. We cut off at the 12th is so that applications arriving in the mail. So your check and your application form. And that way, we can kind of plan for how many people we're going to have early.
So it's going to take about 2 hours to get down the river?
So that's the best estimate we have at this time, but if the river's flowing fast, it could be shorter than that.
And then the expected time then for the award ceremony is?
Noon, 12 noon.
At 12 noon. And also, any food truck vendors who would like to participate, please call John Northcutt.
That phone number is my cell phone, so it is always with me.
Again, it's Raft the Rio 2019, the 20-year anniversary, Pirates of the Rio Grande, Saturday, June 15th, starting point at La Llorona Park and all the way down to Calle del Norte Bridge in Mesilla.
That's correct, and we hope to see you there. Hope to see all kinds of pirates. If you got a parrot, bring your parrot. If you don't have a parrot, bring your flamingo.
Thank you so much. Secretary of Kiwanis Club of Las Cruces, John Northcutt.
Thank you very much, Emily. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.